I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's always fun, man. We just went to Allendale where Grand Valley plays, and we went to Big Rapids where Ferris plays. And
those are two schools that go head-to-head.
Right.
I mean, that's a big rivalry right there.
It is.
They're D2. Right. Granted, you know, everybody loves their D1, and they worship at the altar of either Michigan State or Michigan or Notre Dame.
Right.
Or OSU. But let's give it up for some D2 and D3 schools, because some of my best sports have been at a D3 school. Olivet College, my son went and played lacrosse there. I'm telling you, as a proud parent in the bleachers, it's just wonderful to watch your kids play ball.
Sure.
So I don't care what sport it is, what college you're at. Yeah. You gotta spread the love evenly. So D2 and D3 need some love.
Both of my sons played at Davenport, played hockey there.
Hmm.
So and went on to play some pro. So that's kind of cool. Yep. But anyway, you got a chili cook-off that you're in later today. I'm blown out again because my lovely bride is her birthday is today, and we're celebrating a little party. Bob will be there a little late, but it'll still be going on when he gets there. But I just got to get her going. But anyway, so let's talk a little chili, Bob, because I think it's relevant this time of year. Everybody's thinking about it. It was why you guys got a festival today there in Lowell.
You're right. But can I take a slight little detour for just a second before we do that? I found this to be really interesting.
Only if we come back to it.
Okay, that's fine. But these were, you know, as a father, you're always looking for sage advice. These are rules to teach your son, and I'll go through them quickly. This one really bugs me. Never shake a man's hand sitting down. I see guys doing that all the time. Somebody will come in. Conrad, you ever see that? Somebody will come in, and he'll be sitting down, and, hey, how you doing? They just put their hand up. It's like,
right.
You can't
no,
do that.
And another one on this list that ties right into that is stand up, look them in the eye, and shake their hand.
Yes.
Right? That's the
big
proper
deal.
Way to do it.
Big deal.
Right.
Yeah, and you
got to
teach your boys to do that. I like this one. Don't enter a pool by the stairs. I mean,
cannonball.
If you're not doing a cannonball, just
right.
You know,
yep.
Go get your bikini on. In negotiation, never make the first offer. Here's a big life lesson. In negotiations, never make the first offer. And it's just like in selling, after you do your close, after you make your pitch and do your close, the next man to talk, next person to talk, buys.
Right.
Regardless. So request a late checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that just sounds saucy. I mean, that's awesome. Because I'm in a hotel. I got my bride. Late checkout. Yeah, we're just going to lounge around and who knows what. Might be just watching HBO.
Right.
When entrusted with a secret, keep it. Big deal. Hold your heroes to a higher standard. I don't know. I don't really care about that. Return a borrowed car with a full tank.
We're going to test that one.
You got a rental right now.
No. My son is up north golfing this weekend with some buddies, and they didn't have one guy that had a vehicle big enough to haul four guys and four sets of golf clubs. His car broke down. So I came to the rescue. I said, here, take our car. It's plenty big
the
enough.
The minivan? The bigger one.
And I said, take it. Came over and got it on Friday morning, and they took off Friday to golf, and they're playing a couple rounds this weekend.
How much gas was in it?
Well, it was full when I did it. You know, that's how I roll. It's like he's going to borrow the car. It's full, so they can get there, and it's no big deal. But anyway, we'll see if he brings it back that way.
So my son would not bring that back.
Well, I'm not sure. This is the first time I've loaned my vehicle out in a long time.
And also, gas is a little
higher. It's his wife's new
know?
Car. It's the fancy one. I won't say the brand, but yeah. It's a pricey one. It's kind of like an SUV minivan kind of Japanese, I didn't say Infiniti, but it's one of those.
Right.
And so this kid's flying in style with a full tank. Let's see how he rolls.
Right, exactly.
Okay, here's another one. Play with passion or don't play at all. So when you bring that car back, baby, you better be passionate about that gas pump.
Yeah.
When shaking hands, grip firmly. Yeah. Don't let a wishbone grow where a backbone should be. I love that one. I'm not just wishing it'll do it. No. I'm putting my back into it. I'm going to make sure, as a young man, this is what you're instilling on your sons, right?
Yep.
If you need music on the beach, then you're missing the point. God, my wife would say hoorah to that one.
Yep.
Carry two handkerchiefs. I do actually do this. One in your back pocket. That's for you. And believe it or not, yes, I do have a lot of handkerchiefs. I still use them. My dad did. It's a habit. The one in your breast pocket's for her.
Right.
Especially at weddings. Dude, she's going to cry.
Yeah.
If, and I won't. I mean, I'm not going to cry. I'm just
your nose is going
to
run.
I'm going to cry because I'm going to cry because I have to be at the damn wedding. I don't want to go to a wedding. Here's a biggie that nobody ever told me. And I got lucky. You marry the girl, you marry her family.
Right.
And this, if you don't look at that as you're dating, dude, pay attention to the chick's mom.
Right.
Because that's your wife in the future. be like a duck. I don't, that one's stupid.
You don't have to read them all, Bob.
Experience the serenity of traveling alone.
Right.
That I can tell you is a great thing.
A lot of time to think.
Yep. Here's a couple Jop would maybe agree or disagree with. Never turn down a breath mint. Ouch. Here's one he's good at. A sport coat is worth 1,000 words. Jop always shows up in a sport coat. And it's true.
Right.
It's worth 1,000 words.
I got one
words.
In the car right See? Now. I'm headed to work. Yeah.
Thank a veteran, then make it up to him.
Yeah. Do what you can.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
So, chili.
Yeah. Tell me about chili, because this is one of those things that I think you can go a lot of different directions. There's white. There's green. There's red. You know, it doesn't matter.
Funny you should say that.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever it is you like, but there's – what are you doing today? What –
Well, funny you should say that, because I actually, when Brad Wade, our old friend, came to me and said, hey, I'm helping the chamber out. We're doing this chili cook-off. You got to be there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God. I said, okay, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go big.
Sure.
Not big in Japan. I'm just going to go big in Lowell. So I said, okay, I'll do two. I'll do our standard, and I'm going to do the Green Menace.
Oh. Oh, wow. It's been a while since we've made that. Probably a lot longer since I made it. So
I'm laughing quietly.
Right.
Anyway, I called him up, and I said, dude, I can't. We were watching our grandkids this weekend.
Right.
And I got a party to go to Saturday night for Jop's wife. I can't do this cook-off. He goes, dude, you're all over all of our publications. You're going to look like an ass. It's like, oh, my gosh. You got us all printed out. And Grilling Guys are part of the team. So I was like, okay, I'll show up. But I can't do two chilies. It's just me.
Right.
And what am I putting in it? I'm just going to do the standard chili. And we're going to roast the vegetables. That's the biggest hint I can
what
give
kind
to
of meat
anybody.
Are you gonna put in it?
That's the biggest hint I can give to anybody that's trying to make a good chili is roast your vegetables. If you don't have a smoker, it doesn't matter.
Put them in the oven.
You can put them on your grill. You can put them in the oven. You can, you know, do all sorts of things. Anybody can get a little cheap smoker, by the way. You can get a Smoky Hollow for $1.29.
So why are you roasting them?
It just changes them. It's a
concentrates the flavor.
Absolutely.
Right. It takes a lot. It takes some of the moisture out of a tomato. It'll dry it out a little bit, but you don't lose any of the flavor. You just lose the wateriness of it. And,
yeah.
And it really concentrates the flavor, and that translates into your chili. You can use chicken stock or whatever for your chili base, whatever you like to use. But if you use these smoked tomatoes, you get it's just a different, better
okay,
flavor.
Okay, none of the guys I'm competing against are listening right now this morning.
Right.
So, and they've already made their chili.
Sure.
They're all sitting in restaurants. They're just making it inside, which is what I did yesterday. I sat in my the Grilling Guys takeout is on what 501 Ottawa.
Right.
It's behind Barry Auto Body and New Union Brewery. Okay, so it's a beautiful little triangulation.
Right.
So I made most of it there. It's on the smoker right now as we're in here.
Uh-huh.
So the whole batches are all smoking in pans. I'm going to throw them in Cambrose, bring them down there at 11 o'clock. Set up my big Grilling Guys pop up. We're going to be right next to the Flat River Grill.
Oh, nice.
On the river. It's a beautiful view. If you want to see a beautiful town showing love to its community, that's our little place.
Right.
And that's why I love living there. You know. Right.
And it's a cheap date this afternoon because you're going to go
$10.
Out there.
You can go to 10 restaurants,
yep.
Try 10 chilies for $10. That's like a buck a taste.
Right.
Okay, mine's worth $40 alone.
Is it?
So
yeah.
You go where you want.
Right.
Well, you want to be able to say you tasted the winner.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Yep. So, you know,
I'll bring the trophies from other competitions. Yeah, I'm talking crap. I know.
Right.
But Well, I'm in this to win
it
this.
It ain't bragging if you back it
That's
up.
That's right. I'm in this to win this. So these people that are all making their chilies, good luck to you. It's all great. I'm sure there'll be some great chilies there.
Yeah. All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, Big Rapids, Lansing, everywhere we are, Kalamazoo, all over this great state. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. Hope you got a grin or two off the show today, and we'll be back at you next week. Take care and be safe if you're bow hunting. Get up and down out of that tree safely. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.